This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks were seen firing from southern Israel into Gaza on Friday ahead of an expected ground invasion following a devastating attack by the militant group Hamas. Israeli warplanes continued pounding Gaza in retaliation for the weekend attacks by Hamas militants that killed more than 1,300 Israelis, mostly civilians. A ground invasion of the narrow and densely populated Gaza Strip, home to 2.3 million people and under siege by Israel, poses serious risks, with Hamas holding scores of hostages kidnapped in the assault. Israel's military on Friday warned all civilians of Gaza City, more than 1 million people, to relocate south within 24 hours. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Israel has pounded Gaza from the air since Hamas's bloody attack on the weekend, the deadliest by Palestinian militants in its history, and has since vowed to annihilate Hamas. According to UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric, Israel's military told its liaison officers that the relocation warning included the entire population of Gaza north of Wadi Gaza. That includes Gaza City, the enclave's largest city, and amounts to some 1.1 million people, or nearly half of Gaza's whole population. Dujarric urged against such a move, saying it would have devastating humanitarian consequences.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. The Palestinian Minister of Health on Friday again pleaded for aid from the international community to assist hospitals in Gaza Strip. As Israeli airstrikes rain overhead in Gaza, hospitals say they are nearly out of fuel to keep their generators running, and hospitals are at capacity. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has expanded his Middle East trip from Israel and Jordan to include all the Gulf Arab countries and Egypt. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain has this report.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordan's King Abdullah in Amman, Jordan, at the start of a packed day, which will also take him to Qatar, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. The Jordanian king called for opening humanitarian corridors to allow for the entry of urgent medical and relief aid to Gaza and protecting civilians as Israel seeks to destroy Hamas' operating capacity in Gaza. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Russian forces pummeled the eastern Ukrainian town of Avdiivka from the ground and air on Friday, the fourth day of intense fighting in the biggest offensive by Russian forces in months. Ukraine said its forces were holding their ground, but the head of Avdiivka's military administration said the town was under constant attack from air, artillery, and large number of troops. The attack is one of the few big assaults Russia has mounted since Ukrainian forces launched a counteroffensive in early June to try to drive out Russian troops occupying large swaths of territory in the east and south. U.S. Representative Steve Scalise has dropped out of the U.S. House of Representatives speaker race, prolonging the leadership crisis in the chamber following the ouster of Republican leader Kevin McCarthy over a week ago. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Scalise announced his withdrawal to reporters on Thursday.
Our conference still has to come together and is not there. There are still some people that have their own agendas.
The number two House Republican from Louisiana had already secured his party's nomination for the job, and former U.S. President Donald Trump in a Thursday interview with Fox News Radio said he did not object to Scalise as speaker, though populist hardliners in the GOP have appeared to favor Scalise's rival, Jim Jordan. Still, House Republicans failed to resolve divisions in closed-door talks Thursday.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Five sports, including cricket and flag football, proposed for inclusion at the Los Angeles 2028 Olympics, were approved by the International Olympic Committee Executive Board on Friday, leaving them with one last hurdle to seal their Olympic spots. Organizers of the LA 2028 game said this week they wanted cricket, flag football, lacrosse, squash, and baseball softball added to the event. Each host city under IOC rules approved a few years ago can request several sports for their edition of the games. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.